BZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Ukrainian President Zelensky confirms he spoke with President Trump on the phone today about opportunities to achieve peace, and that Trump shared details of his conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier today. This after Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said today in Brussels that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Hegseth also said,
"The United States does not believe that NATO membership for Ukraine is a realistic outcome of a negotiated settlement."
A U.S. official saying the United States is preparing to return cybercrime kingpin Alexander Vinnik in exchange for American Mark Fogel, who was released by Russia after being incarcerated there on drug possession charges. And today, a U.S. official says one American and two Belarusians have been released from Belarus as part of a deal. The Senate today confirming Tulsi Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence. The vote 52-48. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. As local agencies navigate the unsteady status of the federal funding freeze, programs like solar power grants are stuck in limbo. Promoting a clean energy transition has been a major goal for Governor Tony Evers, especially projects seeking to create more solar energy. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation had planned to fund community solar projects for low and moderate income families this year through the EPA's Solar for All program. Now, the federal funding freeze has paused the grants awarded to projects like that. The Wisconsin Office of School Safety released a new edition of the Comprehensive School Safety Framework this week. The new framework is meant to serve as a guide for schools to develop safety plans to best protect their students. It would include conducting safety assessments, creating emergency plans, encouraging students to speak out when they believe there may be a threat, and investing in improved mental health services. The agency is also seeking $2.3 million in the biennial budget proposal to continue its work. Lake Superior Community Health Center and the City of Duluth are planning a new health and wellness center in the city. The organization and its partners are currently seeking state funding to pre-design the multipurpose community center. The proposed plan would see the facility built near Laura MacArthur Elementary School in the West Duluth neighborhood. City officials say residents have seen delays in healthcare and need more options for services. They also say the city's current clinical spaces have aging infrastructure and need updating. Despite new snow dropping across Wisconsin over the last few weeks, Barron County officials say most of the area's snowmobile trails still can't be opened yet. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, most of the snowmobile trails in the region will remain closed due to poor trail conditions. While the new snow is a positive development, officials say strong winds kept too much of it off the trails and only three of them are open for snowmobile use. Riders cannot safely use the other trails and could cause damage to the fields without more snow. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the Target Center. Giannis still out with a calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to figure out playing time for the new guys acquired in the Chris Middleton trade.
It's tough because it's it's easy with one guy, you know, but we have multiple guys that we're trying to squeeze in. And we got to find out because we have guys here that we like. So we have to find out in these next 30 games. So it's important.
College basketball, Marquette with a win at home last night over the DePaul Blue Demons, 68-58. That snapped a three-game losing streak for Marquette. NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Kay Adams Show says he and his fiancée, Ronica Stone, are deciding what snacks to serve at their wedding this spring.
Well, the important thing for both of us, this is pretty cool, you know, being from California, like, we were like, we need an In-N-Out truck at the wedding.
Let's go. It's amazing. So you're going to have one at the wedding?
We're going to have an In-N-Out truck, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and cold today, with a small chance of light snow this afternoon, rolling into the evening. Little to no accumulations are expected. And overnight tonight, we crash cold, falling sub-zero to near 10 below. This means for tomorrow, while we'll still see some sunshine, highs will stay stuck to the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 3 degrees at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh. All the outstanding Mr. Zommers on the board, producing and engineering. I'm reading three things at once. It's 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day.
Glad to have you along here in hour number 2. Many thanks to Susan Crawford, Judge Susan Crawford, who is one of the two candidates running for Wisconsin State Supreme Court in what Trevi Olson so accurately and well called the election of the spring, first major election after the Trump victory in November. Once again, Wisconsin is ground zero. Appreciate Judge Crawford taking a few minutes to appear on the show. And appreciate the kindness of our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Trevi Olson, for sticking around for a little bit of hour number 2 from his palatial estate in Washington, D.C., his office. Now, the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trevi Olson, on a snowy day. Here, look. Let's take a look once again, Mr. Zommers, out at beautiful downtown Madison. It looks like a snow globe out there right now. It's really, really beautiful. A little shot for those watching on the stream on Facebook and YouTube and whatnot. Here we go. We're ginning it up. It is has gone away. Mr. Zommers has gone away as well. Apparently, the snow has knocked everything out.
We have lost Zommers.
The computer is trying very hard. It must be too snowy, I guess.
It's too snowy. It's so snowy, our street cam no longer works. But trust me, it's beautiful out there. It's beautiful.
Bigger and bigger snowflakes, too.
Yes, it is. In all seriousness, checking the 411, or I should say the 511. It's 511wi.gov, which gives you all the Wisconsin roadways. Oh, there it is. There it is. Out of the camera, the street cam. Beautiful, snowy downtown Madison. Look at that, Trigby. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you got a Jeep with a snowplow on it. I love that.
Right.
That is quintessential Wisconsin.
511 Wisconsin, WI.gov. If you draw a line from Green Bay at Lambeau Field over to Cooking with the Chancellor, Joe Gao's office at UW La Crosse, a line south of that, everything is snow-covered and slippery in Wisconsin for the most part. About 15 accidents right now simply between Nina and Appleton alone. So that's getting very slick. And roads have deteriorated in the Madison area, south on the interstate down to Beloit. Many accidents there right now. And also the greater Milwaukee area, particularly out in the Waukesha, Brookfield area, and then down to the Lake Geneva area, and then back kind of downtown Milwaukee, south of that towards Racine, Kenosha. Those roads are becoming completely covered right now. We expect the highest totals of snow from, say, Sheboygan down through Racine, Kenosha, Kenosha, up to 9 inches there. Then it goes down around 6 inches total, could be around the Madison area, lesser amounts to the north and west. Chief meteorologist here at Civic Media, Corey Hartman, keeping us on track, saying there is a large band of snow moving into the area right now. So if you don't have to be out on the Wisconsin roadways today, please stay home. If you do, make sure you allow a little extra time. Look, there's a guy on a scooter. Look at that. What if you got snow tires on that thing?
Probably not.
Trigby, what do you think? I thought that was great. Appreciate Judge Crawford's candor there in answering your questions.
Yeah, I think she was candid, and I was cautiously optimistic. It's hard to know in a form like that, but I will say this. I mean, I think she gets what they're going to be trying to do to her. I think that it is going to be critically important for her to define herself before Schimmel and his allies define her. And the best person to do that in a race like this, which is a lower visibility race than, say, governor, is for her to literally look people in Wisconsin in the eye and say, here's what's at stake.
Yeah. What do you make of this kind of back and forth over the rape kits? Again, it's known statistically that one of the reasons that Josh Call beat Brad Schimmel for attorney general in Wisconsin is that Schimmel had this big backlog, thousands of rape kits that were never tested. That's just proven fact. Mm-hmm. And now Schimmel's coming back with misinformation saying that he cleared those up. Well, that was the case. He would not have lost his race, most likely, to Josh Call for attorney general. And so Judge Crawford is trying to use that as issue. Schimmel is giving out misinformation. You know, our mutual friend who used to be on this network, she had a post out in her Instagram, I think. I thought she brought up a great point, which is that Wisconsin kind of decided on their feelings on women's reproductive rights because they were okay with, you know, putting an adjudicated rapist technically found of sexually liable of a sexual assault in Donald Trump. And so do you think this issue of rape kits, is that a dog that's going to hunt in this race? Or should they be focusing more, in your opinion, on J6 and Schimmel's endorsement of these presidential pardons?
I mean, I think I would focus on building a narrative. I wouldn't get too lost in the various individual details of it. They have to make this a referendum on Brad Schimmel being out of touch and supporting a notion of government intrusion into people's lives. I think the second point that's important is if this is a referendum on abortion rights, reproductive rights, etc., it works to Schimmel's advantage. That the voters who are going to vote on that, yes, they have to be energized. But the reality is this race, much like the Baldwin-Hovde race and the Harris-Trump race in the state of Wisconsin, is going to come down to a small subset, and I sound like a broken record, small subset of primarily males who are Gen X and millennial who have daughters, who live in counties that touch upon I-94 from Dane County up to St. Croix County and across on Highway 29 and maybe Highway 10. And how they turn out and how they vote. And she has got to make the case that she is not a big government intrusion liberal who's out of step and, you know, is for men playing women's sports and a bunch of things that aren't really things. Mm-hmm. That she is common sense, that she understands and will rule on facts versus somebody who is out of step with a political agenda and who, quite frankly, for those male voters with daughters, I'm getting them to think, how would I feel if my daughter were in that circumstance and the rape kits had gone unchecked.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, maybe find a dad and put him on TV talking about how he feels about that.
Yeah, these ticket splitters you've talked about, Baldwin Trump voters. Do you think that's going to be one of the main factors who decides this Crawford Schimmel race?
You know, they're a small percentage, right? Like they're 0.08%.
But a spring primary or a spring race.
Yeah, and it's a spring election. But yeah, they're going to be pivotal to this. Now, typically in spring elections, the key is to turn out your base. I get that. But, you know, if you look at the Protasevich race, if you look at it's Wisconsin, given the circumstances, given the stakes, both sides are going to be ginning up turnout. Yeah, it's going to be, is she able to keep down around the margins him running up the score in more rural parts of the state? And maybe can she make some headway on issues like Dobbs in places like the Wow counties and counties with universities in them that tend to be a little more purple?
855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary in Sussex. Gary, I hope you're not driving in all this wacky snow today. Are you parked somewhere, my friend?
I'm fixing furnaces today.
God love you. You're doing the Lord's work. I'm serious about that, because days like this, the furnace always goes out, and it's people in the trades like you that save us. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. My wife says, be careful, because she knows I'm going to drive. Yes, I'm on a freeway right now, and
good
I'm
Lord.
Going 31 miles an hour.
What do you got for us, Gary?
On a freeway. Well, you know, I listened to Crawford three times on the radio,
you know,
the liberal lefty radio, you know.
Come on now. Not, you not, really think I'm liberal lefty? Come on now.
Yeah. Not on the right wing stuff. I didn't right. listen to WISN or anything.
All right.
But she seems very nice, and she's attractive looking, and so she's got a lot of things going for her. But she claims to be bipartisan, and I'm only going to rule on the facts as I hear them. And you know what? People are not stupid. I mean, I'm not stupid. I know that she's a lefty, and I know she's going to rule in favor of all left woke stuff, you know. And no matter what, that's the way it's going to be. Now, as far as the turnout, I agree. It's going to be a matter of who's going to turn out, who's going to win this race. Mm-hmm. Right now, as long as Trump is doing well, and his popularity right now, he's at, what, 54% approval? That's going to be good.
Gary, the Marquette poll that just came out today, which you may not have seen because you're doing the Lord's work, fixing for, he's at 45 in Wisconsin, which is down a little, but, I mean, it's still relatively higher than what he's been in the past. So it's kind of a wash in Wisconsin. Nationally, he's at 54 in one poll.
Okay. But I do agree with a lot of the stuff that you said. You're absolutely right. It's a matter of how many people are going to come out, and that's what's going to do it. So if Trump stays popular, that the Republicans are going to be out, because this will turn the Supreme Court from conservative from a liberal back to conservative. So I think it's going to be huge, and it all depends who comes out.
Right.
And
Gary,
Brad Schimmel has this.
We got 1 minute. I want to get your take on this real quick. 1 minute before the computer cuts me off. I appreciate what you're saying about, you know, if Judge Crawford were to become in the Supreme Court, would she only vote one way? I want to throw it back the other way. I look at Brian Hagedorn, who is a quote-unquote conservative, but you know what? I can give him credit, because you don't always know where he's going to vote, and I think that he's voted his conscience and followed the law pretty much. I'm impressed with what he does. Don't you think that Crawford should be given the benefit of the doubt and say, hey, maybe she could be a more left version of Hagedorn?
She could, and Hagedorn does vote both ways, and he votes his conscience, but because he's a conservative. As far as liberals, I think that the rest of the gals on the liberal side of the Supreme Court would hang her if she didn't vote with them. So, to me, it is partisan. It's not
all right. Bipartisan. Appreciate your perspective, Gary. Keep her safe out there. Come on back. We've got Trigney and more calls after this. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The New Hampshire legislature has proposed various schemes over the last decade to keep liberal-leaning college students living in the state from voting in elections. Most have failed, but no fewer than three voter suppression bills are before the legislature this year. A 2020 New Hampshire Supreme Court decision overturned a previous law, SB 3, and preserved the current rules allowing college students to use their dormitory or off-campus address as their legal domicile for voting purposes. As of last November, an official student ID could still be used as identification. That could change with HB 323, which eliminates school-issued identifications as acceptable means for ID for voting. SB 223 has been tried before. It allows any student eligible to vote in New Hampshire to qualify for in-state tuition at any state university system campus, but also eliminates college-issued IDs as a form of identification. HB 289 challenges the definition of domicile again. Previous bills tried to outlaw dormitories as acceptable domicile, require a car registration, or to have a New Hampshire driver's license. HB 289's latest tactic prohibits domicile status for anyone who is legally a dependent at an address outside the state. We've linked to local reporting and the text of the bills at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media
the
app.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Joined by the kind of guy that if the snowplow came in and plowed the end of your driveway, he'd offer to help shovel you out. Trygve Olson, native of River Falls, and now the senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, joins us from Washington, D.C., as he does every Wednesday, sticking around for a little bonus time. We appreciate that. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on a snowy day. Keep her safe out there. If you draw a line from Green Bay over to La Crosse, everything south and east of that, snow covered and slippery, particularly around Madison and Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and Waukesha areas. Many roads now becoming completely covered in snow. Talk a little bit about more about the race between Judge Susan Crawford and former Attorney General Brad Schimel for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Election coming up on April 1st. One of the callers listening here in Madison, WMDX, says, please remind your last caller that it was a conservative judge who put their hands on another judge, not a liberal. That's pretty good. Of course, we're talking about former conservative and former Assembly Speaker Dave Prosser, who normally is a very mild man. He passed away here recently. But, that's a whole other kettle of fish, Trygve, because it came out with The Guardian that did that huge piece on him when he ran for re-election in Walker's term. And the Walker people basically forced him to run again. He didn't want to. I don't think he was mentally well, quite frankly. And he ended up attacking around the neck, choking Ann Walsh Bradley, a Richland Center person. So, I thought that was a very good quote. 855 or a good text. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Eric, listening on WMDX in Milwaukee. Eric, hope you're not driving. What say you?
Just pulled over. Been moving around a little bit. But all right. When you mentioned Brian Hagedorn, I think that's the person that's secretly hoping that Crawford wins so he doesn't have to be the point person all the time. thing that has to go.
Good point.
But I think it's important for Crawford to respond quickly to the attack ads because, Schimel's been running the same ad for a number of times, and the only response is that he's lying. And I don't think that's really persuasive to people. I think it would also be helpful for if she would actually speak on some of the ads so they look like real people and not just black and white or color images, stills, but actually you can actually see the person.
Great call, Eric. Appreciate it. Trygve, quickly.
100%, Eric.
There you go. from a top-notch political consultant. You were on something there, Eric. Well said. Let's go up to beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin, closer to Trigby's hometown in the Chippewa Valley. Gene, listening to WCFW, the tap in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, great job, guys, as usual. I look forward to hearing Trigby. He does a good job, too. Hey, you know the Green Bay sweep? You know the move of fascist-type behaviors that started in the state of Wisconsin with Scotty Walker? And it's just, it's really frustrating because I'm watching, you know, because I've watched our government for years, and Republicans never acted the way they did. And to confirm Tulsi Gabbard today was just unbelievable. These guys are not the same as they were years ago. I just watch them go. I've been independent my entire life. I've never belonged to a political party. And I've watched them both go back and forth, and they had discussions and things. This is not now. This is bad news. And then when the Supreme Court gave Trump carte blanche over being a king, you know, we need good people in our courts, and we do not need a schimmel in our courts. People need to wake up, because the buck's going to stop with our courts protecting the people in our states with what's going on in our federal government. That's just my two cents worth, guys. It's just alarming to me. Thanks, you guys, for the good job you do. Bye.
Thanks, Gene. Trigby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, everywhere I've ever worked where democracies have failed, the other branches have had a chance to stop it, and they don't. And then you, years later, are dealing with people who had that opportunity, and they have to live with that for a lifetime. And I suspect, you know, there was all this talk that some of these nominees would be stopped. They're going to confirm every single one of them.
And that's William.
Even though, and if Democrats, here's the thing. Again, I say this all the time. If you're a Republican listening to this, you have to ask yourself honestly, if Democrats put somebody up with the same background, if Joe Biden had nominated Tulsi Gabbard when she was a Democrat, would Republicans have opposed it? 100%.
Right.
They'd have gone bananas.
And they should have.
That's what you right? have to ask yourself. If the other side were doing it, what would you be saying? Don't be immediately responding, well, they must be doing it. Ask yourself if what you're doing is right. It's not about anybody else. It's about what you're doing.
Yeah. I don't want to end on a sour note, really, but I'll ask it quickly. I mean, maybe part of the reason you're a little salty today, Trigby, is part of the reason I've been lately as well. And there was a great thread here, the editorial board, which I follow on Twitter, talking about what Rachel Maddow did on MSNBC last night or the night before, a big long piece on the death of liberal democracy. And to your point that some people are trying to say, well, you know, if the courts don't stop Trump, you know, coming up here soon, that's going to be in a liberal democracy. I'm with this guy on Twitter. I think we're already there. To your point, what you just said, nobody's standing up to this guy. Nobody's stopping him. You have an unelected guy, Elon Musk, yesterday who stood in the White House with a black baseball cap on and a black jacket and T-shirt. How much more metaphorical can it be? We're already there, Trigby.
Well, and imagine what people on the right would be saying and calling into the show and saying on Down the Dial if George Soros had been standing in the White House 10, 20 days after Joe Biden had taken office, talking about all the government programs he was going to be adding.
Right.
Without the rule of law, agree, and without Congress.
I haven't even asked you this off the air yet, but agree or disagree. And we talked about this before the election. Are we at the point where traditional, institutional American democracy no longer exists?
I don't know that I'd go that far, but I would say that it is hanging on by a thread. And I would also say that there is a full-fledged assault going on, and it really, you know this, Todd. I mean, I have been spending my time, quite frankly, less on that and more on trying to understand at an individual level what is going on with people, you know, through various research. And, you know, it's a problem. I mean, I've worked around the world on these things. I never thought that I would see it here.
Yeah.
But it's happening here.
We'll come back with more happy news after the bottom of the hour. Trigg, we appreciate your time, my friend. Stay safe out there in D.C. Good luck on the hockey. See you next Wednesday.
All right. See
bye-bye.
Yep.
Come on back. News update next on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Supreme Court election this April is on track to be the most expensive judicial campaign in state history. With less than 2 months to go until Election Day, Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel's campaigns have reported a combined nearly $13 million in fundraising. Judge Crawford's campaign reported a total of $7.7 million raised, and Judge Schimmel's campaign has reported about $5 million. The results of the election will determine if the court remains in liberal control or returns to a conservative majority. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for input from residents as officials continue drafting the next strategic plan for wildlife management. The strategic plan would help the Department of Natural Resources determine where they should be focusing their efforts and what residents want to see when it comes to wildlife management over the next few years. Public input can be submitted online through the DNR's Wildlife Management Strategic Plan Updates webpage. Comments will be accepted until February 28th. The annual American Birkebeiner race will take place as normal this year thanks to some last-minute snow. Race officials say participants will be able to complete the full course this time after being forced to change the course last year. The full course begins in Cable and takes thousands of skiers all the way to downtown Hayward, but lackluster snow conditions last year forced organizers to create a loop in the Cable area only. Officials say they will continue to monitor the course for any changes that could pose safety risks for racers. The Ashland teen charged with first-degree intentional homicide after allegedly assisting in his brother's suicide appeared in court last week. The 16-year-old had his bond reduced at a preliminary hearing in adult court. The alleged shooting occurred on December 30th in Keystone Township. According to court documents, the teen told authorities his brother had shot himself in the head but seemed to still be alive and breathing. He then fired multiple shots himself, believing his brother would not want to live if he did survive. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and cold today, with a small chance of light snow this afternoon, rolling into the evening. Little to no accumulations are expected. And overnight tonight, we crash cold, falling sub-zero to near 10 below. This means for tomorrow, while we'll still see some sunshine, highs will stay stuck to the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 5 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild returns discussing the gobs of money in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Also, the Wisconsin GOP wants state employees working in the office. Does that include legislators? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
It may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. Thanks to Trigvi Olson for sticking around an extra half an hour with us. Thanks to all the listeners, the callers, the texters. We appreciate that so very much. Still snowy. Going to continue to be here in Madison and elsewhere around the state of Wisconsin today. Again, checking the 511wi.gov shows you all of the road conditions around the state of Wisconsin. And just want to refresh this here so we'll get you the latest information. Again, and this is rough, but if you draw a line from Green Bay over to La Crosse, most everything south and west of that is in some way, shape, or form partially or completely snow-covered and slippery. Now, the caveat is, for those listening on WGBW in Green Bay, some of you folks are saying, what is Allball talking about? The roads here are fine, because it looks like, and again, the radar isn't always 100% on this, but it looks like the north side of Green Bay, closest to the water, is actually not much snow at all right now, but that might be changing soon. But just south of Green Bay there towards then Appleton, actually Appleton, between Appleton and Nina on Highway 41, it looks like 15 different accidents right now. They're still cleaning those up. So 41 right now, a real mess between Nina and Appleton. Also, some of the worst conditions in terms of completely covered roads in Wisconsin, and it's gotten worse just in the time that we've been on the air. Madison area, Dane County, say north up to DeForest, and then south down to the Stoughton area, over to Verona, and then particularly the interstate between Madison down to Janesville to Beloit. There's just a bunch of accidents right now all along. Stay off of the interstate between Madison and Beloit right now if you can. And then also into the Metro Milwaukee area. For those listeners on WAUK, Waukesha area, a number of roads right now completely covered just south of Waukesha. The greater Milwaukee area has several covered roads. And then for our listener, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, just west of Racine, Kenosha. Again, a little bit away from the water, say Burlington area. Those roads are all completely snow covered, according to 511wi.gov right now. And Highway 11 from Beloit over towards Monroe, completely covered. So again, Madison and then south and east of Madison, that's where the worst of it is right now. Chief Meteorologist for Civic Media, Corey Hartman, saying a large swath of snow moving into parts of the state over the next couple of hours. So if you can stay off the roads today, please do so. If you must be on the roads in these areas, allow extra time. Make sure you have a full tank of gas. Your cell phone is fully charged. And just, I know it's trite. I know it's pithy, or not really pithy, but more trite and cliche. But pack your patience. Just don't try to be getting somewhere quick right now.
And yeah, it's not worth it. You know, yeah. If you're a little late to something or meeting somebody, just call and let them know. With the weather, They're also living in Wisconsin. Right. They'll understand.
Exactly. And for those listeners in, listening to us in Wisconsin Rapids and, well, Rapids, I guess, a little bit south there in Coosa, there's a few snow-covered roads. But Wausau area right now, everything is fine for our listeners there. WCFW, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire looking good. Amory, good driving conditions. And the Buzz of the North up in Hayward up there, WBZH, they're absolutely fine. So this time around, the last time snow came through the state, it was all those communities that were seeing the greatest snowfall. But right now, south of the line from Green Bay to La Crosse. All right, it is 38 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. But of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your opportunity to have your voice heard all across the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media's 11 statewide news talk sports stations, the largest network public or privately owned in the state of Wisconsin. You know, you have Wisconsin Public Radio, which is slightly larger, but the largest privately owned network of radio stations around the state belongs to us here at Civic Media. Very proud to that. No better way to have your message heard, to get your voice out there, than to advertise on Civic Media. You can find out how. Simply go to civicmedia.us. All right. Time once again. This is timely, as they always seem to be. I had to renew my my plates on my Dodge Ram truck, Mr. Zomers, recently. So I did that. Normally, you have to go into the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles. And look, they're fine people. But oftentimes, because of, and let's not make it too political, but it's a fact, Republicans, particularly under Scott Walker, cut funding for local DMV offices. So through no fault of the fine people that work there, the lines tend to be longer. So it's not always enjoyable if you have to go and do that. Thank goodness there are these kiosks now. And I found one in a Walgreens, a kiosk where you go in and you have the little card they send you for license plate renewal. You scan that and then you can just put your credit or debit card in and pay for it. And it spits out one of those little renewal stickers. And good news for Todd, it's like going to the roll the dice lottery type of thing, because did I have a parking ticket that I didn't pay? Is my license plate suspended? No. I can tell you I qualified for a license plate renewal, so I have my new sticker on.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very proud of that. But sometimes it's not always pleasant dealing with the DMV. So today's What's Worse, here we are. What's worse, the DMV or the dentist? What's worse, the DMV or the dentist? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today. Simply go to your Apple or Android device to the App Store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, download it. Text us and let us know. Now, I have said on this program before, I've gone to my current dentist, Dr. Bradley, 15 years. He and his lovely hygienist, Jeanette, they have done a marvelous job. I it's never really a non-enjoyable experience. But I understand for some people, especially there's a fear. I think there's a phobia for that, actually.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a big deal. So what's worse, the DMV or a trip to the dentist? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Our own Chris Casper, engineer here at WMDX and across the network, says it can be done online very easily as well. No way I would ever go to the DMV for that. Really?
For renewing plates?
Yeah.
I've only done it online.
But like if you live in a rural area, you can't. I guess
maybe. Yeah, if you live in a rural area, that's even easier to do it online. You don't have to go in the one day a month they're open in your area. You can just go online and then they mail it to you.
There's a lot of people aren't going to do that. I know people that are like,
it's not
like
a good argument though, because that's better.
Okay. All right. I'm talking about the kiosks. I don't know if those, I don't think those kiosks are available.
Probably
everywhere.
Not. I've never seen one.
No. I think the kiosks are only in larger cities. That's what I was talking about.
Just on the DMV's website. Now, that is really easy to do.
No. All right. Well, I'm glad to know that. I didn't even know I could do it online like that. I thought I had to either go in person or to a kiosk. So see, Casper taught me something new.
Every day, you can learn something new.
An old dog like Todd can, in fact, learn a new trick. So Casper says the dentist is worse for him. The dentist. What do you all think? What's worse, the DMV or the dentist? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
For me, the dentist is also definitely worse. Mostly because you don't have to go to the DMV that often. The dentist, you do. Not that I have in a long time because COVID, and then I forgot. And now, of course, dentists schedule really far out, so I still haven't gotten to go in just yet. But I will. but trying to have conversations with people when they got their fingers in your mouth is not my favorite.
Yeah, you have to develop a rapport, a relationship with your hygienist and dentist, so that they know when to ask and when to respond.
Yeah,
and
the one that I had in Manitowoc, I actually really liked, and it worked out well, and we had the good rhythm going.
Mary, listening in Tosa, says the DMV for sure is worse because I love dentists and how they support our health. Well, absolutely. I mean, this question.
Well, I'm not saying I don't appreciate dentists.
Right. This question is not about either the staff or the people at the DMV or the staff or the people at the dentist office. It's more the experience. People have strong feelings about both. So what's worse, the DMV or the dentist? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you could text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, the dentist or the DMV? For me, it's pretty easy, I think. And I understand I bring a bias to this question because I've had so many problems with the aforementioned DMV over the years. And so for me personally, a trip to the DMV is much worse because oftentimes I find out something I didn't know. I'm in hot water. I got more things I got to pay. It's rarely easy for me at the DMV. Where the dentist, at least for the last 15 years, I've been, you know, dentist is the dentist, but it's usually fun because my hygienist and my dentist like to joke around.
I will say, this is not the DMV. I don't know exactly who it is, but the Illinois, whoever handles the, the tollways in Illinois, the worst. Yeah. Because I am still getting contacted because my license plate starts with the letter A. There is a classification of license plate that has a small A over to the left before the number. My license plate is 7 numbers. Some are 6. There's a 6-number license plate that is the same as mine with the little A on the side. And it's some painting company truck that keeps driving across tollways in Illinois without paying their fines. And then I keep getting blamed for it. And it's like, look at the picture. It's a work truck, not a sedan. What's wrong with you?
I feel you've been fighting this for a while.
I have, for years.
I'm worried about you. Do you think you could drive in Illinois right now?
Well, I can. It just might not end well.
I might have to be bailing jobbers out of the clink down in Illinois. No, that's a serious deal. That's a serious deal. What's worse? A trip to the DMV or a trip to the dentist? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Now here, Kimber calling in from Muscatine or texting in from Muscatine via WRCE in Richland Center says, conscious sedation works, making the DMV worse every time. Now that's true. I mean, all the things they can give you at the dentist office. I mean, that alone, right? I mean, you got the gas, you got the Novocaine, you got whatever else they're going to give you. I mean, you, as we say back home, you can take a trip without even leaving the farm. So, I mean, that's fantastic. Chris in Janesville, listening on WMDX, keep her safe down there, Chris, says, not sure why, but self-checkout lines popped into my head. Well, I guess the DMV kiosk is a bit of a self-checkout line.
Self-checkout at the dentist would not work.
Yeah. Kimber says on RCE again, either way, around here, I have to know which day our DMV is open. Well, that's absolutely true. Because of that lack of funding by the legislature, DMV offices in more rural areas aren't open every day, mostly.
Some of them around the state are only open a couple days a month.
Yeah. Jack in Merrimack, quickly. Jack, thank you very much for calling in. What's worse, the DMV or the dentist? Jack, are you there? Jack in Maryland.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize I was on. Sorry about that.
That's all good. What's worse, Jack, the DMV or the dentist?
Well, I think the dentist is more about anticipation than actually being terrible. I've had a couple of times the DMV has blindsided me. Once, quite a few years ago now, I was on a summer job, and it was a six-week trip away from my home. I stopped the mail, you know, the whole, all the right stuff. And when I got
don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on a hold. Jack will finish this story on the other side. How about that for a segue? Come on back. We'll wrap up the show with Jack and Merrimack. Is the ferry working? We'll check that out. And Zombers as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media. Ready to...
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network along with Aaron Zommers. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Maggie Dawn comes on right after our news, weather, and sports. ABC or CBS News at the top of the hour, depending upon which of our great stations you listen to. Mike Clemens with a great sports report, as he always does. And then our great weather team, led by Corey Hartman, will update us on the weather forecast. And then Maggie Dawn will be in along with Aaron Zommers today, doing double duty. Do we bring anything? Can I bring you a teddy wedger? Something like that?
Perhaps. We can right, figure
I'll do,
that out.
I'll do a food run for you after I get done quick. I got to go get my hair cut, though, today, too. What's left of it. Very seriously, for a second here, I've been talking about lots of roads, road conditions right now with all the snow. 511WI.gov, there are now 17 accidents. So I zoomed in on this. If you can avoid Highway 41, just south of Green Bay, say the De Pere area, all the way down to just north of Neenah, please stay off of Highway 41. There are multiple accidents on 41 between just south of De Pere and then particularly around the Grand Chute area and where 47 goes north off of Highway 41. It is not good right now. So please stay off of Highway 41 around the Appleton up to Green Bay area right now, if at all possible. Otherwise, kind of that line from Green Bay over to La Crosse, everything south and east of that, many of the roads are partially or completely snow covered. Expecting up to 9 inches of snow in southeast Wisconsin, around 6 here in the Madison area, lesser amounts to the north and west. We are right in the middle of another edition of What's Worse. Jack from Merrimack. Jack, you were telling us what's worse, in your opinion, between a trip to the DMV and a trip to the dentist.
Now, first of all, I'm going to answer a question you asked me just before you took a break.
Yes.
The ferry probably isn't going to operate unless the DMV is willing to spring for an icebreaker.
The river's froze over, huh? All right. Well, very good.
Yeah, that's okay. You don't really need it because people are driving out on the lake to their shanties.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. So the DMV. Anyway, I was on a summer job for 6 weeks. I came back and I had a renewal notice for my license, my car license plate, and then a bill for a late renewal, which kind of blindsided me, obviously, because I wasn't expecting that. But, yeah, I suppose I should be aware of when my license, you know, my license plate was renewed.
I've been there, Jack.
The
believe
other thing, the other thing is, I was somewhat blindsided. I have a house in the Milwaukee area, and I have my wife's cottage and her art studio is in Merrimack, which is why I'm up there most of the time.
Sure.
And so I reported to the DMV, yeah, my vehicles are stored in Merrimack. Well, I mean, I'm here and I'm in Milwaukee some of the time. Mm. And apparently somebody reported my vehicle as being in Milwaukee, observed around my legal residence in Milwaukee. And the DMV sent me a notice, and the notice said two things. First of all, it's unlawful to report your vehicle as being in a different place from where it actually is.
What?
I can understand that, perhaps. Uh-huh. And that's the case. And secondly, you have the potential of fines, and, you know, and it listed a whole bunch of stuff. It took me about 3 weeks to straighten everything out.
But, good Lord.
That was a blindsided thing. I was very surprised. The biggest issue, I think, is that in Milwaukee, where, again, I have my original house before I married my wife, in Milwaukee, you have to have an emissions check. And Sauk County, you do not have.
Right.
And they were pretty adamant about that.
Really? That's interesting. Well, Jack, I'm glad you got it all figured out. But clearly the DMV is worse for you like it is for me rather than the dentist. Appreciate that, Jack. Thank you so much. Let's go quickly to Troy in Mount Horeb. Troy, thanks for calling. What's worse, the DMV or the dentist?
As somebody who has to go to the DMV every year, it's definitely the DMV.
Okay, very good. You and me both.
It takes less than 2 minutes once I get to the counter. All I have to do is show them. I have a CDL, so I have to get a physical every year. And all I have to do is show them that I just slip a paper from the doctor, and I'm done. Yeah. And I'm there, you know, forever for that two-minute stop. So. Mm.
Well, I appreciate you got her done. Thank you. Thank you so much, Troy. Have a great day. Keep her safe out there in beautiful Mount Horeb. All right. Take care. Gary, it's a two for Gary day. Gary in Sussex calling back. Gary, do you have an update on what's worse, the DMV or the dentist?
The DMV is by far the worst. My dentist is great. I haven't had a cavity in probably 30 years, and it's always nice just seeing the gal that takes care of my teeth for me.
Well, so, there you go. Friendly
going
people.
To the dentist is good.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Gary. I agree. For me, the DMV is worse. Zomers? You said
yeah, I had said the dentist, but yeah. I might be convinced at this point.
L.A. Tom checking in, saying the dentist is worse for him, and he says he has a good one. So, it's, again, not the person or the people. For a lot of people, it's just the experience. Or as one of our callers said, the anticipation or anxiety thereof. All right, thank you. Many thanks to Judge Susan Crawford for being on the show today. Thanks to Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project. Aaron Zummers, our great producer, and all of you for listening. We appreciate it. Be safe out there. Allow extra time. Stay home if you can in those snowy areas of Wisconsin. Maggie Dawn is next. Tell all ball say, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow with Eve Galanter and a great piece on civics in Wisconsin. We'll see you then.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, Peachwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome 24 actor Glenn Morshauer. And joining the show all the way from Sweden, our favorite musical duo, 7,000 Apart. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Peachwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at Civic Media. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Ukrainian President Zelensky confirms he spoke with President Trump on the phone today about opportunities to achieve peace, and that Trump shared details of his conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier today. This after Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said today in Brussels that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Hegseth also said,
"The United States does not believe that NATO membership for Ukraine is a realistic outcome of a negotiated settlement."
A U.S. official saying the United States is preparing to return cybercrime kingpin Alexander Vinnik in exchange for American Mark Fogel, who was released by Russia after being incarcerated there on drug possession charges. And today, a U.S. official says one American and two Belarusians have been released from Belarus as part of a deal. The Senate today confirming Tulsi Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence. The vote 52-48. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.